Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and as well as those that are listening nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app as well. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which we're now just 2 weeks away from the start of NFL training camp. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I'm not one that's rushing the summer to get away. I'm trying to enjoy the summer as much as I possibly can, but I've never looked forward to football season so much. I have never looked forward to the fall as much as I've looked forward to this fall. Because it's going to be glorious. It's going to be spectacular. Like, for example, Labor Day weekend can't come fast enough. I mean, honest with you. Like, again, I'm not rushing the summer away. I'm like, all right, summer, go. Because I know for damn sure once it goes, I'm going to miss the 90-degree days like we have today. I'm going to miss, you know, that warm air and the long days, like sunsets around 8:30 and whatnot. I'm going to miss all of that. So I'm not rushing any of that away. But what I am saying is that I am looking forward to the NFL season so much that I'm itching. I got that itch like, all right, I'm ready for football. I'm ready for training camp to start. But I know I'm not the only one who feels that way. I know that you out there feel the same way, for those of you that love football. I know that for many of you that are listening to the show, you're like, all right, I'm ready for training camp. I'm ready to talk about, let's say, if you're a Pats fan, to talk about things to look forward to or to keep an eye on for this upcoming season for the New England Patriots, as this is a critical one at that for the direction of the franchise and so forth. And I'm going to talk about just some of the things that I'm looking forward to for this upcoming season for the Patriots, in which that I think it's pretty clear and it's pretty evident that Bill Belichick is going to be on the hot seat. I think he already is on a hot seat. And here's why. He went out and he brought back Bill O'Brien as his new offensive coordinator. Great. You know what's funny about that? After that clown show that he pulled last year, and I'm talking about Bill Belichick, bringing in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge in what was an unmitigated disaster, and it showed, there is a lot of work to be done during the offseason. So they bring in a guy that actually has experience calling the offense, something that they could have had a year ago. So you lose a year of development for Mac Jones in that regard. And now you're playing scramble mode, in which that you are trying to make right what was a damaging wrong. And in the process, you are now trying your best to put lipstick on a camel. And I'm not saying pig. I'm not saying pig for good reason, because this isn't a pig. We're talking about a camel. At least a camel has backbone. At least a camel has those two humps. There is a middle ground somewhere where you can ride on comfortably. I'm not exactly so sure that Bill Belichick entering the season has margin for error or like anything else to lose, because listen, he screwed up royally last year. He won't even mention Mac Jones' name when he does his media appearances. And I think that's alarming. Very alarming. Why do you go in front of people and you won't refer to the very employee that you have working for by his name? It's a bad look. Imagine you're working somewhere, let's say you're working at a hospital somewhere, right? Let's say you are going into a meeting with the board of directors, let's say, for example, right? And you're going to talk in front of these 10 or 12 people, whatever the number is. Just follow me here. And you're bringing up a very important employee that you have working at the hospital, but the only thing is you just won't mention him or her by their name. How do you think that looks? How do you think that's going to go over? It's not going to go over well. At some point, Mac Jones and Bill Belichick is going to have to meet somewhere over the middle, repair that relationship, because no head coach and quarterback in the NFL works when they're constantly not only just butting heads, but as well as they're not even talking with each other. That's not good. In fact, I saw a column this morning in the Boston Globe in which that I thought it was actually pretty telling. And I want to talk about this article here. Specifically, this was an article that was written by Ben Volen. Say what you will about him. Don't care. But he does make some really interesting points here. And I want to point it out. One thing that he wrote in his article, I want to read you the quote that I thought that really stood out to me. Robert Kraft already made it clear in March that he wants the Patriots to make the postseason and win a playoff game for the first time in 5 years. He also paid Gerard Mayo handsomely to keep him off the coaching market and likely views him as the team's coach in waiting. And Belichick's friends have privately said that they are worried that he is on the hot seat in 2023. On top of all that, Belichick has to dance carefully around his young quarterback. Evidently, Jones is pretty tight with the Krafts, perhaps tighter than Belichick is. Unquote. That's pretty damning. Let's break it all down here, shall we? Number one, Gerard Mayo is viewed as the guy that's most likely going to succeed Bill Belichick. That comes as no shocker there. But what I will tell you is this. What does stand out to me is the fact that Ben Volen writes that Bill Belichick's friends are concerned that he is on the hot seat in 2023. They should be worried. Because I have been on this now for almost 3 years, where I've said, you have had no plan for post-Brady. And one small inkling of a plan that you had for post-Brady when you drafted Mac Jones as a favor to Robert Kraft, you managed to F that up by hiring a bunch of clowns in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge last year to run an offense in which that you had a number of players on the team who voiced their displeasures, much to the dismay of Bill Belichick, of course. Even by week two of last season, it was pretty abundantly clear that this wasn't going to work. That this isn't working. And now, in 2023, you have a quarterback head coach relationship that needs serious repair. Otherwise, the guy that's going to be out the door sooner may not be Mac Jones. It's probably going to be Bill Belichick. Because here's the reality. The Crafts are invested in Mac Jones. That's a fact. My only question to that, if they're so truly invested in Mac Jones, and maybe this actually falls back on Bill Belichick a little bit, if you're so invested in Mac Jones, why the hell have you not signed a number one receiver yet in DeAndre Hopkins? I get that DeAndre Hopkins hasn't made his decision yet and so forth. But why do I get the feeling that the Patriots are not as aggressive as I think they should be? Because they should be going balls to the walls in order to get DeAndre Hopkins playing in Foxborough come September. And then, oh, by the way, there's a guy named Dalvin Cook that's available on the open market right now who's still unsigned. You know, maybe, perhaps take a flyer on him. Someone that could actually add to the running game and improve the running game. And then, oh, by the way, he could also be a big part of the passing game as well. But what do I know? I'm just some Patriots fan who happens to be a reporter covering the Bruins, who happens to have a radio show at WMFO that may or may not know anything about football. What do I know? But the point is, if you're so invested in Jones, why aren't you giving him all the ingredients that you need in order for him to succeed? That's number one. Number two. The thing that also stood out to me is that Robert Kraft talking about how he wants this Patriots team to make the postseason and win a playoff game for the first time in 5 years since Super Bowl 53. What has he done since then in order to make it happen? He's made the postseason once since 2019. That was 2021. And then it was very quick high and by in Buffalo, where the Patriots went into Buffalo and basically got their doors blown off. That's practically what happened. We all saw the game. We all remember what happened. But before that season, remember that massive spending spree that the Crafts went on to sign Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith? You know, like just to name a couple of players as an example. How did I go? Jonnu Smith is no longer a Patriot. Hunter Henry still is. So I say all of that to say you can only throw so much money out there. It's not necessarily a recipe for success, especially in the NFL. So in a year, and this is now leading me directly into point number three, and I think this is the biggest one and the most important one, and that is, You need Mac Jones to succeed, because if he has another year again this year that he had last year in 2022, this franchise is in deep crap. What about Bailey Zappe? You don't know what you have in Bailey Zappe. We got glimpses of it, but we truly don't know. The reality is this. You want Mac Jones to succeed, you give him the damn ingredients to succeed. You can't hire a sous chef and ask him to succeed if he's not given the tools and as well as the cooking ware to be able to utilize in order for him to be successful. Asking someone to be successful without giving them the tools to be successful is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for failure. You can't go and ask someone who works in computer science to make the jump over to finances without giving them the keys and as well as the ingredients that's needed for them to succeed in a different field. You can't ask Tom Brady to succeed without giving him good weapons, good offensive line, and as well as a solid defense that's going to help you win games. Mac Jones going into 2023 training camp, which starts in 2 weeks, by the way, has no number one receiver. The offensive line, we hoped it would be better than what it was last year. Well, we really don't know, because that's a question mark in its own right. And the defense, that remains to be seen. Pass rush was an issue at times last season. Outside of Matthew Judon, what else have you gotten in terms of the sacks department? I'll wait. So, training camp starts in 2 weeks, and the Patriots have a whole list of questions and concerns that it's certainly most worthy of discussing. You got thoughts on it? My phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As we're going to take a music break here. Coming up next, one player who's returned to a familiar site is going to actually do him and that team some wonders. I want to tell you exactly who I'm talking about on the other side of this music break. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Bobby. Let's go party.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a blonde bimbo girl in the fantasy world. Dress me up, make it tight, I'm your dolly.
You're my doll, rock and roll. Feel the glamour in pink. Kiss me here, touch me there.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I'm here with you until 11 a.m. Eastern. Ask where Dance Music Express will be taking over. So don't go anywhere for that terrific show that's coming up next after mine. So you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As a player returning to a familiar team is only going to do him wonders, and as well as I think the team will benefit from it as well, and that is Milan Lucic returning to the Boston Bruins, in which I saw a video this morning from the Bruins Twitter page, and it was Lucic, you know, recording a video outside of the Hub of Causeway, and it got me thinking that, you know, I actually, from a hockey perspective, I like to move a lot. You need to have a player of Lucic's ilk on this roster. You need it. And you lost a bit of that with the loss of Tyler Bertuzzi, with the loss of Garnet Hathaway, with the loss of Dmitry Orlov. You know, like, you lost a lot of sandpaper on this roster, and the Bruins got some of it back in Lucic. And I wonder, just a little bit, how, in fact, and I mean how, in fact, will he continue to hold up physically? Because Lucic has done a really good job, by and large part, of staying healthy, like, throughout his career, especially last season. He played 77 games. It's pretty solid. And you talk about bringing back a guy that obviously Bruin fans, we know all in full well, and someone that we know that he, although he's not the same guy that he once was 8 years ago when he was a Bruin the first time, that someone that was going to give you 20 goals a season and so forth and be a tough presence on the ice and so forth, he's not that guy anymore, clearly. But it's going to benefit the Bruins in more ways than one, and here's why. When you think of Milan Lucic, imagine what he could do working alongside a player like Trent Frederick, who really is just, I like Frederick a lot. I really do. Last season, you saw just exactly what he's capable of, and him being able to put together a full season of just being consistent, you know, a good bottom six forward who could, you can give you 15 to 20 goals, and as well as be a physical presence on the ice as well. A player like Lucic, who has been there and done that, although he once was a first-line player alongside with David Krejci and Nathan Horton way back when, he could really, like, learn from a guy like Lucic. I'm talking about Trent Frederick here. Lucic being around the Boston Bruins isn't a bad thing at all. Him being back with the Boston Bruins, I absolutely love it. And of course, there's a sentimental feeling like, oh my God, Luch! Of course, there's that aspect. But the truth is, a player like Lucic is only going to benefit a player like Trent Frederick and help him understand better, like, when to pick and choose his spots. You know, like, being more, like, responsible on the ice in terms of his defensive responsibilities and so forth, and as well as just his overall game and his maturation as a pro. So, seeing Lucic outside of the Hub on the Causeway, yeah, it certainly brought a smile to my face. Absolutely. But here's another reason why I do think that Milan Lucic is going to benefit from being back with the Boston Bruins. Another reason is because for the veterans, I think having a guy like Lucic back is going to benefit players such as Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, who played with him, And if Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci returned for another season, if, because right now we still do not know if that will be the case, I do think that it will benefit them as well because there's familiarity. An old friend is returning. And Lucic, as he was in Calgary, he was an alternate captain. I think he will help this leadership group tremendously if Bergeron and Krejci does return. But if neither one of them returns, which is still a very real possibility, there will be a leadership void in that locker room. Yes, you'll still have Marchand. Yes, you'll still have Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo. I get all of that. I do. But a guy whose voice still carries weight in Boston and Lucic, that's going to do this team a lot of good. I really believe that. I really do. And even though you're going to have those that are like, well, I can't wait to see him turn over the puck. Can't wait to see him being on the opposite end of being on an odd man rush and so forth. Like, you can point out the positives as much as you want to point out the negatives. There are positives to Lucic being back, and I think you're going to see that fairly early on. But a lot has changed, obviously, since Lucic was traded out of Boston in June of 2015 to the LA Kings. A lot has changed. Obviously, Zdeno Chara, gone, retired. Chris Kelly, gone, retired. Bergeron, he's now the captain. I mean, you don't know whether he's coming back this year or not. We don't know. Krejci, the alternate captain, still one of the most respected leaders on his team. We don't know if he's coming back. Marchand has now become one of the top three or four left wingers in the entire NHL, something that he wasn't just as of yet when Lucic left after the 2014-15 season. David Pastrnak, after the Lucic trade in 2015, he's become an absolute stud, a superstar, now signed long-term with the Boston Bruins. So a lot has changed. And as well as, oh, by the way, the Bruins drafted an apparent heir to Zdeno Chara in terms of the next great Bruin defenseman in Charlie McAvoy. And I expect McAvoy, by the way, to take another step this year of in his maturation in becoming a Norris Trophy winning defenseman. He's been a finalist before already. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So the phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. What are you most looking forward to in regards to Milan Lucic's return to the Bruins this season? I mentioned in an article that I wrote for the Hockey News, which, by the way, you can now check out at the Hockey News, in which that October 11th, that's the Bruins season opener against the Chicago Blackhawks. That game was on TNT, by the way. That it's going to be an exciting night, but now there's going to be additional juice in the air because guess who's back? Milan Lucic. Someone on Twitter was telling me, well, this smells like a PR move that the Boston Red Sox would make. Whether if it's true or not, you add a little thud on your bottom six, and Lucic is still that guy. I absolutely have no problems with that at all. Zero. There's no reason to have any beef with it. There's a lot to look forward to with Lucic being back, but I will also say this as well. I really do hope that at least he can contribute at least 10 to 15 goals. 10 to 15. That's all. You're going to be more than likely playing on the fourth line. You're not going to be playing on the third line. I don't see it, at least right now. But he's going to be a fourth liner. And that fourth line is going to have a lot of grit now. And that matters, especially once you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. It absolutely matters. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we're going to take another music break here. And coming up next, among the things that absolutely irritate the hell out of me, this one has got to be right up there. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM. And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which that I only got maybe 12, 13 minutes remaining until the next show begins, and that is Dance Music Express, DJD. He hops on at 11 a.m. So if you're just waking up, getting the crust out of your eyes, you know, cutting off the crust of your PB&J while you're yelling at Ma, tune into that show. And as well as, of course, this show as well. There's some things that in life that absolutely bugs the hell out of me. And I think it's only fair that I, you know, give this one a bit of due time. I'm serious. Because, you know, I have seen an awful lot in the radio industry in the last few years. I've been interviewed in multiple different places, especially radio and whatnot. But the one thing that I absolutely cannot stand, and I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to come out and say it because I need to get my truth out. To hell with the consequences. And that is, I cannot stand when someone turns around and asks you to talk with them. And one of the things you get asked about is the fact that you are a fan of a certain team working at a station in which that holds the flagship rights to broadcast Red Sox games. How would you feel? Like, would that interfere with your ability to do the job? I'm going to tell you why that actually bothered me so much. Because if you've listened to any of the on-air work that I have done, which became abundantly clear that I don't think you have, you realize very quickly that I am pretty unbiased. I tell you exactly what I think. I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about radio. If you had questions about, you know, like, where am I in terms of my development as a radio host and so forth, sure, I get that. But a Yankee fan working at a Red Sox station, that's one of your concerns. If anything, it just told me that you kind of have your priorities mixed. If that's your biggest concern. Like, let's be real for just a moment. Am I the first guy to come from a different market to work in this market and make a name for it in this market to work at a major radio station or major publication who happens to root for a different team that's not in market? No. I'm not the first. And I'm not going to be the last. If you want to judge me based on what I can do or what I can't do, fine. That's your prerogative. But I don't live to please you. I don't live to please anybody. But if you're going to ask me about my ability or question me about my ability to do the damn job, to do it well, based on who I root for, then I'm sorry that I got a whole farm to sell you. Because that question really pissed me off. Like, if you're going to judge a person's ability to like to deliver on air, can he entertain, is he knowledgeable, is he like coachable and so forth, in like areas that he or she may be deficient at, fine, absolutely. But my work on social media, and I get that I've done a lot of Bruins, a lot of hockey content on Twitter, TikTok, and including the Celtics as well, when they were in the midst of their run to the Eastern Conference Finals that fell well short of their expectations. That's neither here or there. I did it because I love those teams. It just happens that I love those teams. Not just necessarily because I'm a fan of those teams. I've done Red Sox content, but I haven't done it, I admit, and I think in almost a year. Am I opposed to it doing it? No, but that's not really my niche. But you know what? I might as well make it my niche now. Nothing makes me more irritated than someone that seemingly wanted a reason not to give you a chance to fail to begin with. No one is guaranteed or entitled to a thing in life. That I know full and well. I'm not entitled to a damn thing. Everything that I've been blessed with, I've had to work my ass off to get it. It wasn't just given to me on a silver platter. You think that me being blessed with an opportunity to cover the Bruins for the Hockey News was given to me on a silver platter? You have no goddamn idea. If you think that me just being given a radio show here at the station that's been now running now for 4 years, which is given to me on a silver platter, then you have no idea. If you think that having the platform that I now have on social media in this region, in this market, which has happens to me it was just given to me on a silver platter, then I got a whole thing to give you, and I got a farm to sell you out in Monson, Mass. Nothing that I have has been just given to me, and not just because, oh, I'm a Yankee fan. Well, the fact that I like who I like is going to be a deterrent. I can't help you. And I'm not sorry in saying that. I can't help you, and I'm not going to change who I am. I'm not going to change who I am to appease people, because that's the fastest way to discredit yourself. That's the fastest way to turn around and not have the respect of your own self, and as well as the people who know you already and accept you for who you are. But as I've always have said, the grind continues, the work continues, the marathon continues. That hasn't changed. Sensational. Oh, another thing that's been bugging me like crazy recently. Do not call me at 1 a.m. asking me if I'm seeing or talking to multiple women. Don't. Because, frankly, it's 1 in the morning. Secondly, if I am, which I am, by the way, I'm single. I'm not tied down to nobody. I ain't got no ring on my finger. I ain't got no marriage certificate that I've signed off on or anything like that. Nah, I'm a single man. I'm a bachelor, baby. You want me, you got to earn me. You want my exclusivity, you got to earn that. I'm not going to just give it up. You must be crazy if you think I'm just going to give it up easily because, oh, I like you. Oh, my God. Like, I want to get to know you. And so do 25 others. 25 other women want to get to know me, too. What's your point? You want exclusivity? Earn that crap. You are not entitled to nothing. You just don't deserve nothing. That's not how life works. That's not how this world works. And life will sure as hell remind you quickly, you ain't entitled to a damn thing. You want something, you gotta earn it. That's both in radio, in sports media, in a dating world, in a hunting game. That is how life works. Earn your keep. You don't ask for it. You don't beg for it. You earn it. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as it is now time for Final thoughts on this edition of the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now, as we sit here on July 12th with training camp just 2 weeks away, I'm fired up for the upcoming NFL season. I'm not trying to wish it away, but I'm ready for football. I really am. I'm just ready. I'm ready for training camp to begin and be able to talk about, you know, what's happening at training camp and so forth. I'm excited. I'm curious to see like what the storylines across the NFL is going to look like this upcoming season. Can the Eagles finish the job after falling short in Super Bowl 57 last February? Can the Chiefs become the first team since the Patriots 20 years ago to win back-to-back Super Bowl champion? There hasn't been a repeat winner of the Super Bowl since the Patriots did it in 03 and 2004. That's been nearly 20 years now. What will Anthony Richardson look like in Indy? What will Daniel Jones do in year two under Brian Daboll after signing that massive contract extension? Will Saquon Barkley suit up and play for the New York Giants this season? He's in the midst of a contract dispute with the organization that drafted him in 2018. So many question marks around the NFL. It's going to make for some really good storylines. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see how it all unfolds. Man, listen. Let me tell you something. 2 more weeks till training camp starts. Hang in there, America. We're almost there. Almost there. A little closer. A day closer. A day sooner. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. It's been a blast to be here with you today. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did, you know, producing the program for you. And there's the man of the hour, because I was wondering, where did that man go? Because he's typically here as I'm wrapping up the show. So I'm going to... It looked like they took out the mic out of the fourth stand there. Comical. You can go ahead and talk now. You're
right. I'm telling you right now.
Actually, what mic is that?
We're on mic 4, it looks like.
That one?
Yes, mic 4.
Go ahead, talk now.
All right. It looks like the place is falling apart. What happened to our microphone?
I don't know. I didn't realize it was missing until now. I was like, wait a minute. Where is the mic?
I don't know.
That's funny.
The place is falling apart. Sounds like your relationships. What's going on?
You're a little too late for that one.
Well, I was gonna come busting in here when I heard that.
Yeah, like I am a man that's like, you know what? I'm just gonna come out and just freaking say whatever the hell I feel now.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like censoring myself just to appease the masses, like, nah, you can kiss my ass. So, with that being said, it is time to turn it over to my good friend here on DJD for the Dance Music Express Show. That starts in a matter of seconds. So what do you got fired up today?
I got something real nice. Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm on Ox 2. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.